Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 11th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet Christopher Smart, born in Shipburn, England, 1722. He experienced a religious awakening and began praying in accordance with the biblical injunction to pray ceaselessly. He would fall to his knees whenever moved by the Spirit, which was an embarrassment to his family, and they put him into an asylum, where he wrote the two poems for which he is best known, A Song to David and Jubilate Agno. It's the birthday of the humorist Leo Rosten, born in Lodz, Poland, 1908. He was the editor of The Joys of Yiddish. It came out in 1968, a dictionary that described the 20 situations where one should say feh and 19 meanings of the word nu, and included entries on chutzpah and oi. It's the birthday of the writer Dorothy Allison, born Greenville, South Carolina, 1949, grew up desperately poor, the child of an unwed 15-year-old mother. She was abused by her stepfather, but her teachers inspired her to go on to college. She became the first person in her family to attend college. She wrote a memoir about her childhood, Two or Three Things I Know for Sure, and a novel, Bastard Out of Carolina. Dorothy Allison, who said, people want biography, people want memoir. They want you to tell them that the story you're telling them is true. And it's the birthday of the poet Mark Strand, born in Summerside, Prince Edward Island, Canada, 1934. His dad worked for Pepsi-Cola. The family moved across Canada and the United States, down to Mexico, Cuba, Colombia, Peru. He went off to the Yale School of Art and Architecture, studied painting there, then decided his talent lay in writing. Spent a year in Florence, went to the Iowa Writers' Workshop. Over the next 15 years, published 7 collections of poetry, and then decided he was burned out. He wrote children's books for a time, a book of short stories called Mr. and Mrs. Baby and Other Stories, picked up a translation of The Iliad by Robert Fitzgerald, and was inspired to start writing again. Toward the end of his life, age of 77, he quit writing poetry. He'd fallen in love with a Spanish woman. He moved to Madrid, and he began making collages, he said, as an escape from making meaning. I got tired of writing poems, of trying to make sense. Here's a poem by Mark Strand entitled Nights in Hackett's Cove. Those nights lit by the moon and the moon's nimbus, the bones of the wrecked pier rose crooked in air, and the sea wore a tarnished coat of silver. The black pines waded the cold air, smelled of fish heads rotting under the pier at low tide. The moon kept shedding its silver clothes over the bogs and pockets of bracken. Those nights I would gaze at the bay road, at the cottages clustered under the moon's immaculate stare. Nothing hinted that I would suffer so late, this turning away, this longing to be there. Nights in Hackett's Cove by Mark Strand, from his new selected poems, published by Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Staples, with print solutions for small business, including copies, presentations, booklets, and custom-framed prints and posters. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.